What's in a color? Delmarva Public Radio essayist George Merrill finds it expresses a uniqueness found within us all.
I'm often preoccupied when I walk. I'm in my head. My wife teases me about this. "We're off in la-la land today, aren't we?" she'll comment. I take it as a rebuke and feel defensive. "So why can't I be in la-la land?" I fuss to myself. I had an unusual incident recently while walking. Engrossed in my own thoughts as usual, I suddenly became aware of how green the world was. The road, lined with stands of large trees, radiated in the morning sun, like verdant flames, each leaf luminescent. Except for the Arctic, the desert, and mountaintops, the world is a very green place. There's a culvert along the road. A large bullfrog lives there. He grumbled as I walked by. He was two shades of green. Kermit, the Muppet's celebrity frog, struggled with being green. In his famous ballad, he laments his color. "It's not easy being green." Kermit believed green was plain and ordinary. It was not dashing like gold or silver. Kermit, however, eventually came around. Green, he concluded, is cool and friendly-like. Valuing oneself is one of life's joys. When you know you're okay, you know that others are too. Psychologist Kenneth Clark conducted an experiment years ago with African-American children. He placed two dolls in front of several black children. One doll was black, the other white. He instructed them to choose one. The child was then asked why they chose one over the other. Of the 21 black children, 15 chose the white doll. The experiment becomes even more painful. When asked which doll was the nice one, the child identified the white one. Asked which was the bad one, the child pushed the black doll toward the interviewer. "Why was the black doll so bad?" The child replied, "It's black." Social and cultural toxins had insinuated themselves into the self-image of African-American children. The white majority had poisoned the souls of the black children so that they had contempt for themselves because of their color. In America, it was never easy being black. Strictly speaking, though, black people, whom whites refer to as people of color, is really a misnomer. Whites are the people of color. The reflection of all colors of the spectrum is what we call white. Black, which reflects none of the color spectrum, is not considered a color at all. What remains the least distinctive among colors is white because it contains a smorgasbord of everything in the color spectrum. If there are such things as mongrels on the color wheel, it's whites that qualify, not blacks. White has no one lineage. Black, on the other hand, is distinctive, a pure strain, if you will, as black does not depend on the colors of the spectrum to define it. Black, in that sense, is distinct, unique. Black is beautiful. Where does this leave our friend Kermit? Being a white frog would never do it for Kermit. I'm glad he's green all over, and in my book, he's beautiful just as God made him, and with the aid, of course, of Jim Henson. George Merrill on the shore.